seeing if any of you are missing.
Okay, yes, sorry for the change of schedule. This is crazy traffic. So I would sort of just go back to the New Orleans for a few minutes. The Rash wrote the sheet of the New Orleans. He wrote it on the age of the function that even though Tati kids are there, I said, but it's only in that state. Since it's like that from Gilei Nochem, at least it's how they wrote it, it's like that from Gilei Nochem. It's totally misogulated, but if it's like that from Gilei Nochem, when Rabbi Kiva Mishus is used up for Hetem Estafla Isser, so Tan Kikir is linked out from Gilei Nochem. Gilei Nochem is only an essay. So therefore, the Rimi Orleans holds that Gilei Nochem, that Tan Kikir rather is only an essay, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan said in Avodah Zarah, the time of Olam Moshe is Ein Lekan Olav. I would happen to Tan Kikir. The answer is that it's only an essay. So yesterday I asked the question: if Tan Kikir is only an essay, so why by Kutta Chabavli it's Mavur Nagamara that if Hetim and Star Felissa, then you would be like Rav Dimi asked Abai. I mean, I'm sorry, Abai said that. In fact, Rav Dimi asked Abai, if he's the Rashi's Gerus in the Gemara, Rav Dimi asked Abai by Kutta Chabavli if Hetim and Star Felissa, according to you, Abai, Hetim and Star Felissa, am I pliki Rabbonu by Kutta Chabavli? What does Hetim and Star Felissa do? Hetim and Star Felissa just gives me a Shira Kizayas. But the underlying iser is Tam Ki'ikr. Tam Ki'ikr is only an essay. Right? If you would see the whole Rash, the fundamental iser, the reason why it's not bottle is Tam Ki'ikr. The Hetim Star for iser or the Kizayis Mechtechil is fast, they're mashlim the shear. They flesh out the shear. But the iser itself is Tam Ki'ikr. And according to me, it means Tam Ki'ikr is only an essay. So what is more? But you see in the Sugya that if Hetim Star for iser, make it to Chabavli, then you'd be like Golem. Why did Rabbanan say don't get Malchus b'kut t'chabavli? You should get Malchus al shem t'chav l'isser. Heter is mitzarek to what isser? The isser of Tam Kikr. Tam Kikr is only an essay. So I said yesterday that really this is very reminiscent of Rabbi Kreger's kasha in Svachim, where the Gemara talks about Kikul lois of a tami shebol and zemzeh, and the Shtoker says that there's bitul b'rayv. The Gemara says, oh, shmami no, lois and tam is only the Rabbanan. So yes, what's the right? Nathan Tam is a derisa. Tam Kikr is a derisa, but it's only an essay. Rish Lakis is not like it because it's only an essay. So what's the terrace over there? So Chazni says that some of the answer over there is that even according to Rimi Orleans, the Tam Kikr is only a derabonon, but Taimi Mamoshe, I'm sorry, even according to Rimi Orleans, the Tam Kikr is only an essay. But Taimi Mamoshe of Ad is a lav. Rabbi Yochanan said Taimi Mamoshe is like an olive. Taimim Moshi apparently is worse than Tam Kikr. Anyway, all the Rishonim will hold the Tam Kikr is a Derabbanan and say Taimim Moshi is more Chomer. So the Rimi Orleans, it says Tam Kikr is only an essay. We'll say that Taimim Moshi is more Chomer. Pikul Noisiv Atomi Shabolim and Zen Zen is Taimim Moshi. So Afanu Noimar. So there, that's what the Gemara is referring to. Gemara talks about Nois and Tam. Doesn't use the words Tam Kikr. It says Nois and Tam. Sort of up for grabs what that means. The Rimi Orleans will say that means Taimim Moshi. Taimim Moshi. The Gemara says, oh, Shmamina Taimim Moshi must be only a Derabbanan. So Gemara asks, what about chametz? What about iso with chita nayra? So Gemara answers, by the time of Moshe, by min b'she'ena min is a deraisa, by min b'mino, it's not only a derabon. That was the Chazanish's answer. So I said, okay, so very good. Kutta Chababli also. We could say that Kutta Chababli is also time of Moshe. No, who knows? Maybe it's time of Moshe. Maybe the chametz not nimayach. It's still lumpy. I don't know. I never read Kutta Chababli. If I did, I wasn't aware of it. So it's up for grabs. I think even the Chayim is still up for grabs. Kutta Chababli is time in Moshe, not time in Moshe. So we could say Kutta Chababli is time in Moshe. So that's why, even according to the Rimi Orleans, Kutta Chababli, you could be like, except you need a Kizayis. Hetim Star Felissa gives me a Kizayis. I can't from yesterday. So this morning on the drive up, since I had a long drive, I had a problem. Somebody asked me a different kasha, but from that kasha was misoired to me a different kasha. What about, you can ask a different question on the Rimi Orleans. Rabbi Lezer's Mechayev by Kutta Chababli, why? Hetem Estar Felissa. It's clear, not a sugya. Rabbi Lezer holds Hetem Estar Felissa. That was the very beginning of the sugya. Ziri should have mentioned the Elazar by Chometz. That's another case of Hetem and Stachlis. So Mela, Kutachababli is time of Moshe. But Rabbi Elazar's Mechayev, Chayev is Chometz by Shecher Hamadi. Shecher Hamadi is a beer. That's about a time of Elazar Moshe. I don't think they had lumpy beer. That's hard to imagine. Shecher Hamadi's time of Elazar Moshe. So by Shecher Hamadi, you have wiser Elazar Mechayev also Hetem and Stachlis. But Hetem Stachlis Isser just gives me a sheer kazayas. But the underlying is serious time kicker. Time kicker is only an essay. Here already, the Chazon Ish's Torah is not going to help us. Then we can ask the same question on those who show them all the time kickers of the Rabbanon. Rashi, the Rabban, if you show them all the time kickers only in the Rabbanon, so. What is Hetem and Starful? What is Hetem and Starful? This is going to help, but it's not. It's time kicker is only a Drabon. Yeah, but that there, it's not so terrible. We could say maybe Rabbi Elazar also time kicker is a Deraisa. Even Rashi says time kicker is a Drabon. Tamaroi Basroi Paskin time kicker is a Drabon. But there are certainly people in Shas all time kickers is a Deraisa. Rashi just says Tamaroi Basroi Paskin that's a Drabon. Rabbi Elazar could hold time kicker is a Deraisa. Time kicker is a Deraisa. It's a lab. Rashi holds time kicker is a lab. It's just that maybe it's only the Rabbanon. If it's a deraisa, it's a lab. So that's not a problem. But in the Rimi Olin's, that even if time kicker is a deraisa, but it's only an essay, so then, this is a very strong kasha. Why is Rabbi Elazar mechayev al hetem mistarif l'issa? The hetem mistarif l'issa gives me a shir kizayis. But the underlying isser, the het is mistarif to the isser, but what's the isser itself? If the isser itself is only an essay, so the hetem mistarif l'issa is just a tzirif to an essay. So why is Rabbi Elazar saying that you like on Sheikh Ramadi? So again, in the Rimi Olin's, we have three kashas. Rimi Olin's. We have the kasha from Rabbi Kegas Kasha, from Tigal Leis Vekamei. We have the kasha from Kutach Abavli. We have the kasha from Shekhar Amadi. I'm not really adding anything, putting this on the board. So the Chazon Ish's Torah is this time of Moshe. That works for this, and it works for this. It works for Kregis Kasha, particularly Shem Atami. It works maybe for the Chababri, but it doesn't work for Shekhar Amati. There is another Torah for Rabbi Kregis Kasha, which I wasn't originally going to talk about, but now that I see that the Chazon Ish's Torah doesn't work for all of the problems, so maybe I'll tell you. There's another teretz for Rabbi Kegas Kasha, and this teretz already will work for all three cases. And that's Rav Aaron Kotler. Rav Aaron Kotler in Mishnah Savarim in Kulin, Simon Tess, I think it is. He has a very long simon there on Tachik Kedaka, but Sefer Barim, he has a work. He talks about the renewal in Rabbi Kegas Kasha. Rav Aaron says that the Rimi Orleans holds from Nepach. Fundamentally, holds from Nepach. Tam Kikim means the whole Tarevis is also. But the Rimi Orleans holds that the Nepach is only an Asay. This magic of Nepach, that the whole Tarevis becomes also. That's an essay. Because that's a chiddush din. That's a chiddush, a magic. The Tarevis becomes also from Gilui Nochem, so that's only an essay. But the Isser itself is not bottled. Because if the Isser would be bottled, it wouldn't be able to be mahapach the whole Tarevis. So part of Tam Kikir is that the whole Tarevis is Nepach. It's by Gilui Nochem itself. The food in the pot, which is Hefter, but since it has a Tam of Isser, it's Nepach to be also on the level of an essay. But implicit in that is that the Isser itself can't be bottled Beroi, because the Isser itself is, if the Isser itself could be bottled Beroi, it wouldn't have the power to be Mahapach the Heter. Maybe reminiscent of the Rambam by Greyer, that, you know, if the Chita would be bottled, it wouldn't be able to be Goyer the Iris. I need the Chita not to be bottled, then it could be Goyer the Iris. So Rav Aaron says that the Isser can't be bottled. If the Isser would be bottled, it wouldn't be able to be Mahapach the Heter. So So the issu, so there's two ideas in Tam Kikr, that the issu is not bottle, and then that it's mahapach the, that it's mahapach the whole tarevus. The Rimi Orleans, when he said it's an asay, he meant the whole tarevus with nepach is only an asay. But the issu that's wrapped, that's bouncing around inside, that's still alav, because if it's not bottle, that remains alav. So the Rimi Orleans, when he said, he was addressing which case? The Rimi Orleans himself, which case in the Gemara was he addressing? What? Rabbi Eichanan. Rabbi Melitz was addressing Rabbi Eichanan's case of time of Olam HaMashe. Time of Olam HaMashe, I like him. And the question is, why do you say Tam Kikr? And the reason answer is that it's only an asay. So Rabbi says, I said yesterday, it's not so clear. Is this a case of Gezais B'chaych Echilis Bas? It's not a case of Gezais B'chaych Echilis Bas. So it's totally how you read the words of the Gemara. Chayk is a shiny problem. So Lion said, the Rimi Olin's read, it's not a Gezais B'chaych Echilis Bas. There's no Gezais of Issa. But he holds for Nebach. And therefore he was bothered, even though there's no Gezais of Issa, but what happened to Nebach? Because his understanding is that the Tereibis is Nebach Lias also. Answer to Rimi Olin's, Nebach is only an asset. But in a case where you actually have a kezayis b'techilas bas, the remilins will agree that you like it, because then you like it not for the whole taroibus, which is only an asay. Then you like it for the kezayis of isser, which is not bottle, because that's underneath everything. The kezayis of isser is not bottle, and that's allowed even according to the remilins. Meila said, "Avara, that's the answer for Rabbi Tegas Kasha. By pickle meiser and tamei, there I have a kezayis of isser. I have a kezayis of pickle, kezayis of meiser, kezayis of tamei. The only thing is bottle b'roit." So the Gemara, so the Gemara says, if Tam Keiker, so it shouldn't be bottle, you should be like it. The Gemara answers, it's mid-bemina, there's no Tam Keiker. But the Gemara put in the kash, which Rabbi Tegas is addressing. There you have a Kezayis of Issa, Bechdechilis Pras, a third of this is Pigal, a third is Noisa, a third is Tomek. I have a Kezayis, Bechdechilis Pras, there even the Rimi Orleans agrees that it's a lot. That comes from a bar. That's the answer for Kutta Chababli as well. The Rimi Orleans only holds up that the Nepach is an asay, but the Yitzhak itself is still a lav. Now if I'll say Hetter Mistarf L'Isser, so the Hetter is Mistarf to a lav, not to an asay. So now I have a Kazayat of lav. And that'll work even for Sheikh Ramadi. Since there is Isser floating around, so it's not a Kazayat B'chdei Achilas Pras, but there is Isser floating around. The Isser itself is a lav. But it can't be loy kana because it doesn't have a shear. Het himstarf, Isser says the het is mistarf to the lav and it gives me a shear. So Lara's tariffs will work for all three things.
The reading of the Abu Zara says that
Taim al-Mashul
would be not
loke
even because I
have the Achilles
Pras.
Yeah, in Abu Zara. Taisus in Abu Zara. Okay, you have it? Let me see. I don't know what the other guy. The lashon of the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah is that I guess that's the Rimi Orleans. I suppose it's the Rimi Orleans. That is, the time of Lema Moshe is like it, even if it's a Gezai, it's Bechdei Achilas Pras. What's everyone going to do with that?
Maybe it means Nebach. Maybe it means, even though it's Nebach, that's
all Kash. No, but Ryan's only site is, that's when you don't have a Gezai, it's Bechdei Achilas Pras. But when you have a Gezai, it's Bechdei Achilas Pras. Oh, he's right. The Rimi Olin's will learn, time of Lema Moshe is like it, he's talking about when you do have a Gezai, it's Bechdei Achilas Pras, but you only ate a Gezai in the Tarebis. No, that's not going to work, because then by time of Mamosha, why you like it? Mamosha Nepach is only an asay. Elamai, you ate a kazai sevissa, kazai sevissa. So it sounds like you ate a kazai sevissa. So if there's, you have to eat a kazai sevissa, it means you ate the whole grass. I don't know what Ravai does with it. It's hard to imagine he misses something like that. Play it there. Okay, so I have to check it out. I have to should check out what does the Rambam do with that lashon of Tosfos. Later. Okay, let's go on. So the Rashi continues. I forgot the time kicker, the Raisa. I forgot the time kicker, the Raisa, the Yazar like it because I is mikveh. He laughed at him and started to say, though, because I is mikveh luchud. He actually is because I is shemen. That's right, hold on. Do you have it? I don't know where to send it.
Top of the third page.
Top of the third page. Okay. So says the Rashi. Even though time kick is a deraisa, that's what we're learning the whole sugya. Time kick is a deraisa. So if time kick is a deraisa, so stop right there. Time kick is a deraisa. Why do you have to have hetem star for isser? Why do you need to have this process? So he explains that no, you're not going to be like without hetem star for isser. You're not going to be like on the mikveh because in a kezayis and mikveh, you don't have a kezayis of shemen. Meaning, we'll translate that to me. We can translate that into our term. There's no nepach. If you ate a kezayis and mikveh, the case of mikveh is. Bai doesn't open kezayis b'techilas pas, so you have to eat it all at once. So when you eat a kezayis and mikveh, you didn't eat a kezayis of shemen. So you have to come out. You have to come out to one of two things: either that you have kezayis b'techilas pas, that even though you didn't eat the whole, you didn't eat a kezayis at once, but you ate it spread out in b'techilas pas. That's Rav Dimi. And Abai says hetem star flisa. So you have a way to eat a kezayis and mikveh, and that kezayis and mikveh should be called the kezayis of shemen because hetem star flisa. So this is where one of the places where the Rashi is b'feirish that he doesn't subscribe to nepach. You have to eat a kezayis of shemen to be like. And then the it gives me a kezayis of shemen. And he goes on. He says, "V'hoda ain't kol hamikveh nifselus." The techoshet ketchumah machasam keiker. This I think we were left off yesterday. "V'hoda ain't kol hamikveh nifselus." The techoshet ketchumah machasam keiker. Mishum dikar chulunu b'chulun kanoga.
So the Rashi is addressing a question. He's saying, what does Moreh have to go around about? Rabbi Bachana goes around about like, so why is the Moreh said the Shum and the Shemen, which are Ma'urv in the Mikveh, he learns like his daughter's like Rashi, the Shum and the Shemen are Ma'urv in the Mikveh, the Moreh asked the bottle of the Rav, and the Moreh answered, well, since Azar is like all of the Kazayis, so therefore, it's makabel mokum agoyis tumah. The mokum agoyis makabel tumah because Azar is like all of the kezayis. And why is Azar like all of the kezayis? He's learning because you have tam kikir with hetem estar flis point of or tam kikir with kezayis play to the spasik point to Rabdimi. But it's all built on tam kikir. That's his mahalachavim. Without tam kikir, you don't have an iser. You don't have an iser. What does it matter hetem estar flis? What does it matter kezayis play to the spas? At least if it's nimayach. So you have to build on tam kikir. So he asks. So if you have to build a tam ke'ikar, so forget the whole hoyel v'zar like olam. Why not just say cut to the chase and say tam is ke'ikar. So therefore, the shum and the shemen, since the nice and tam in the mikveh, so tam is ke'ikar and the mikveh should be b'kavul tumah. So the answer is tam ke'ikar is a chiddush in isurei achilu. Tam ke'ikar was not said in tumah v'tayr. So you can't just say, well, since the truma is nice and time in the mikveh, so the whole mikveh should be able to be makabel, nifselus with the tefillah. Then the musaf of tam kikir is a machalos asuristik concept. So you have to go through a hoyle that since gabi machalos asuristik din of tam kikir, so therefore since it's tam kikir and hetem stav lister is ours loiko lov, since it's ours loiko lov and it's not bottle in malchus. Since it's not bottling in Malchus, it's not bottling in Tumah v'Tayr. And he brings a raya. Teida de tam kikir lechoshev shchutu kenevela in Tumah. What is that? So one of the guys showed me that one of the new Gemaras, the Mitzayin, the Tosfos in Chayres Chavbeis Amud Aleph, people are Maskel Hanoch. The Tosfos they discuss is mamish distant. There's a Gemara over there. The Gemara talks about a case where we have water and sear that I'm Urv, and it's mostly sear. Sear is like brine. You know, you cook fish, you get brine. Or you soak fish.
So you have tzir and you have water and it's mixed together. Now water is makabel tumah. Tzir is zeh ba'alma, it's not makabel tumah. So it says in the Gemara that if it's right tzir, it's not makabel tumah. So Taisus asks, what about nice and tam? So a little chiddush me, the water is nice and tam, but anyway, that's what it says. It's nice and tam. So he says, nice and tam, by tumah v'tar, there's no such thing as nice and tam. It's a machalas asur to kakatsa. Tam kikir. And he said, Taisus adds, and likewise, if you cook together, shchut and nevela, so even though the nevela would be nice and tam in the shchutta would not have to miss nevela. Because it's a machalas asur to kakatsa, it's not a tumah v'tar concept. So that's what the Rosh of here is saying as well. So okay, fine. So tam kikir is a not a tumah v'tar concept. It's a machalas asur to kakatsa. But it says in our Gemara that you can say hayo. Once you have tam kikir to be like a lovely machalas asuris, so now it's makabel tum also. That's Rabbi Bachana's word. Hayol v'zal like a lovely kizayis. So why don't we say hayol over there also? Since if the nevel is nice and tam and the shchutah, so you're like olav. You like olav. I mean, in a case at least where you like olav. If it's a kizayis b'tachil, makol apokas. If it's a kizayis b'tachil espas, so you like olav. So why don't I say that it's shnat tumis nevela too? Hayol v'zal hayol that you like olav mishum nevela, so it should be makabel tumis nevela too. Lessons Taisus talking about only when you don't have a kizayis b'tachil espas. Chaytem tzachlis if we don't pass it. You know, we pass like gavdechim, so only by nozir. So maximum. So maybe in a chanami, we told me in a case where you don't have a kizayis b'tachil espas. You need for the hoyle. You need loikolav. For some reason, for hoyle without loikolav, you need a shear of malchus. That itself is funny. Why is that so? But that says in the Gemara. So maybe we could say that Taisus and the Rash, when they say you're not loika on the shchuta, even though it's makabel tam from an avela, they mean only in a case where it wasn't kizayis b'tachil espas. That's very sosum. Pashtus and Pashtus the Rehim is not the way they're saying this. It's nothing to do with tumah v'tayr, and therefore you're not loika on a shchuta that has tam nevela. So I'm asking. So why is that hell? Why is that different than over here? By truma, where I said the hell is zar loika l'mishum truma, so it's able to be mekabel tuma from a tefillah. Yeah. I think there's a difference in svar. Maybe somebody can say. I don't think it's so. I think there's a simple difference in svar. Why by truma we say hoyel and by tumas tevel we don't say hoyel? What's the hoyel of here? I have truma. Truma is mekselis betulia. Kulin is not mekselis betulia because tefillahim is not able to be metamelit. Tefillahim is not metamelit. Before he was table, he was avatum, he's able to metamba eichlin. But at Fulyaim, he's already, he's not metamba eichlin, but he passes to him. He makes the chum into a shlishi and he passes the chum. So when I said over here, the chum should be bottled the ripe. So the Gemara answers, well, hail with our like Allah. Since if you would eat this mikveh, you would get malchus for eating the chumma. As tab kikr, plus hetim staff lister, or plus his eyes with the chum is fast. So you would be like Allah. So in Mela, it has the status of Truma also, the Inyan, that it's the Inyan Kabbalah's Tum. Just like it's not Batul B'Rayib when you're Malkus, and you're like Kol HaMishim Truma, so it has the status of Truma also, Lagabe Kabbalah's Tumah, that it's Nifzal Yidei Tfulia. Look how Magari is possible. And if you're not allowed to eat it, because it's Truma Tumah, you're not allowed to eat Truma Tumah, you're going to cut. So my question is, why don't I say the same thing by Tumas, by let's say Tumas Medela? You have a shchuta with makabel tam from a nevela. Let's say it was a shear because ice potato for the sprouts. So why didn't it say hoyel that if you would eat the shchuta you would get malchus for the iser of achilas nevela? So it should also have tumas nevela. I think the chiluk is. Tumas Nevela and the Isra of Achilas Nevela have nothing to do with each other. Two independent things. Torah said Nevela is Metam, this is an Avatum. And the Torah said you're not allowed to, even nevela, because it's Israel, it was nevelish, treif and nevela. Totally dependent things. I mean, lots of things are tamei and there's no isur eitam, and lots of things are and a treif, for example, you're also not allowed to eat. It's not avat tumah. It's two to happen. It's two separate things. Tumah is nevela, and isur achilu is nevela. So there's no hoil just because it has an isur nevela, isur achilu nevela, that has nothing to do with tumah is nevela. Shame by truma, the fact that truma is nifselis betfulyoim comes from the kedushas truma. And the kedushas truma of Ad is connected with the yisra chilu of truma. Zara is also the truma because of the kedushas truma shabai. And it's the kedushas truma shabai that makes it nifsel betfulyoim. So there these are unrelated concepts. We're saying is hoyel v'zara loikol v'kizayis that the inyan zaros, it has kedushas truma. If it has kedushas truma, then it's nifselis betfulyoy. So you only say hoyel when the two things are related to each other. I think that's a close one. The chayil is a ksasa oyer in the lashon of the Rash. Levira was my enemy recently also on the drive up. I got a text. Lashon Rash taka funny. What's Lashon Rash? V'ho de ein kol ha-mikvin if selis de techoshet ketrumah machmas tamke kemishim dekar chulun. Kitzer, what's the Lashon of the Rash? He's asking, why isn't kol ha-mikvin if selis? He's saying, as tamke ker, the whole mikvah should become possible. So his answer is there's no time kicker by Tumah B'Tayr. Okay, fine. But his question was that he thought in the Havamina that there is time kicker by Tumah B'Tayr. And he's asking, so why isn't that enough of a reason that Kol HaMikvah should be Nifselis? So why don't you answer? Why Kol HaMikvah? The Rash doesn't hold from there. Even when there is time kicker, the head is not Nefach also. The Isser itself is not bottle. As we already saw, later on the Rash says it by Richos. We'll take a look in a second, maybe. So the Rash doesn't subscribe to Netbach. So even if there would be a din of Tam Kikr by Tumah V'Tayr, so how much of the mikveh without the hoyel? He's saying, forget the hoyel. So let's say Tam Kikr direct, Tam Kikr, the mikveh should be Nifselis. Okay, let's say, but how much of the mikveh should be Nifselis? Only Mokam Agoy. Only the Tumah that he touched. What's that do with the rest of the mikveh? There's no nepa. Tam kikah just makes it that the is not bottled. So okay, fine. So the shulma shema, the truma is not bottled. So I have a little bit of truma here that's not bottled, but truma that's not bottled, but the mikveh itself is not nepach, it's truma. Even when tam kikah does apply, it doesn't make a nepach. So even the Rashi's havamina, that is nepach by tumah v'tayra, so maximum the Rashi should have asked is, who needs hayil? Why not to explain why Mokam Agoy is possible? Why not say Mokam Agoy is possible? Because since the Mokam Agoy is nice and tam in the mikveh, so therefore the truma is not bottle inyan kabbalas tumah with tam kikr, and Mokam Agoy therefore is possible. But his lashon is that the whole mikveh should be nifselis. Why? And it's not just lashon; it's also the way he asked the kasha. If he was asking the kasha the way I would like him to ask the kasha on Mokam Agoy, so his question should be, why does the Gemara have to explain that Mokam Agoy is possible because of a hoyel? There's a simpler explanation of why Mokam Agoy is possible, direct from Tam Kikr. The way he does it, the way he asks the question differently. He asks the question in a stronger language. He says, "Aliba de emes, why is the whole mikveh not possible? Why is only Mokam Agoy possible? The whole mikveh should be possible because since there's Tam Kikr, the whole mikveh should become possible." And he answers, "No, I told him you don't have Tam Kikr. You only have Tam Kikr l'gabei Macholas Asuras, and in Macholas Asuras, so you're only like on the Truma. You're not like on the mikveh."
Rashi also, but Rashi didn't know what Tam Kicker was about. He was asking since it's Dimua and Truma there, the whole thing has Shim Truma, so therefore not even more than Makom Avos.
Rashi goes there's a kosel b'mua. He's just going to play an ordinary tam kikah. Why would tam kikah make the whole thing kosel? In the macholas of surstika tam kikah, it doesn't do that. The macholas of surstika tam kikah only makes makom agoy kosel, because and it certainly doesn't make.
It's all merurus. The shim chum is there. Even tam kikah is not now. Shim chum is there. Just ayin. To eat a kazayis, you need to eat more than just one kazayis.
So, in this mikveh, we did tam kikir. The truma is there, so therefore the whole mikveh should have a shem truma.
And now that it works, why isn't it that way?
Very strong question. I don't know, I had a little bit of a wild machshava. We'll think about it together if it's going to work out. Take a look at the Rash towards the end, when the Rash talks more explicitly about his shita, that we don't say nefach. That you have to eat a kazayis of this. It's, I don't know what line it is, but it's almost at the end, and it starts with Teido do kazayis shem and shul chumash nosen tam de mikvah shul chamish shuzesim. So he's proving. This is what he's now going to show me a thought experiment to prove that even when you have tam kikir, you have to eat a kazayis of this. So you don't sound enough to eat a kazayis from the tarayis, like the people old in Nefach would say. So he says b'teda. The kazayis shem and shul tumah shenosim tam the mikvah shul chamishim zaysim. Let's say I have a kazayis of this tumah. It was nice and tam in a mikveh of 50 zaysim. Somebody came and he ate half the mikvah. Me lucky, could he get malchus? At the end of the day, he only ate a chatzis zayis of truma. Why is it any better? How could that be any better than if lechatchil only a chatzis zayis of truma fell into the mikvah? And in that case, I feel ochel kula poter because there wasn't even his eyes there in the first place. Ellen Cain had to mistafle Isser, then it's a different story. But if you don't say had to mistafle Isser, then Avadi wouldn't be like it. The otu mi mechayev bechatzis zayis hanivlo yesim mikshu ben. Can a chatzis zayis that's in a mikveh be more chomer than a chatzis zayis by itself? If you eat a chatzis zayis pure, you're not like it. So a chatzis zayis in a mikveh, you're certainly not like it. Well, if you're not liking a chatzis zayis in a mikveh, then even if you have a whole zayis in a mikveh, but you only eat half of it, so you shouldn't be like it. A kochel mi mechayev Ellen Cain had to mistafle Isser. But tam kikir alone is not machayv. The Rashi goes in steps. He says it backwards. Let's say it the other way around. He says, that's for sure if you ate a chatzis zayis, not like it. Well, if you ate a chatzis zayis, not like it, the end. So then if a chatzis zayis fell into a mikveh, for sure you're not like it. Because how could it be worse than it was l'chatchila? Again, this is all without hetem mistarf l'isser. We keep saying, that's why you need hetem mistarf l'isser. Tam kikir alone, hetem mistarf l'isser is on top of tam kikir. Tam kikir alone gives me the isser. But the shear has to come from hetem mistaf l'isser, as he said all along, but now he's being mechiyachet. And the chalichocha goes in two stages. Chatzis ayis alone, you're not like it. And if chatzis ayis alone, you're not like it, then chatzis ayis in the mikveh, you can't be like it. I mean, the Rishayim hold from Nepach would say that you would be like it. It's not the same. Chatzis Ayin is known, there's no Nepach. But here, when Chatzis Ayin is in the mikvah, and the whole mikvah is Nepach, if Tavkik is the Reisel. But the Rosh thinks that that's absurd. If you're not like in the Chatzis Ayin, how could you be like in the Chatzis Ayin that's in the mikvah? And if you're not like in the Chatzis Ayin in the mikvah, then even if you have a whole Zayin in the mikvah, Shal Chamishim Zayin would say, but I only had 25 Zayin's worth, then how could I be like it? Because at the end of the day, what I ate is equivalent of half a Zayin in the mikvah. That's just hateful. So I was thinking like this. If you hold from Nepach, these are really not questions. If you hold from the magic of Nepach, these are really not questions. It's Nepach. I mean, that's Nepach. I have all of this heter is no longer heter. It's Nepach. Since it tastes like chazer, the beans have become pork. Like the Rosh Hashanah holds from Nepach. He says, the oiris becomes chito, so it's a kashin and maisa. You know, in the case of matzah, you ate a half a kezayis of chito, well, you wouldn't be yotzei chayvus matzah. You eat a kezayis of oiris that tastes like chito, then you are yotzei. That's Nepach. So he doesn't hold from Nepach. So if you don't hold from Nepach, so then what's the whole of Yikus? I mean, without Nepach, for states, if you have to eat kezayis of this. Like, well, Hashem, all of this are Yikus. Not a terrible thing. Maybe it's just being yotzei. Maybe it's not a terrible question that I'm asking, but I think it maybe opens the door to say that la'olam, the Rash is not categorically against the idea of Nepach. Faket, the Rash holds, in fact, that when you have a Tarayvus of Isser, Tam Kikr means that the Isser now, since the whole thing has a Tam of Isser, the whole Tarayvus Takir does. That extended Takir holds Nepach, meaning the whole Tarayvus becomes intrinsically lost. But Rash says, even though the whole Tarayvus becomes intrinsically also, but the guy with the sheer malchus, you can't say that a kezayis of the iser is that you look at a kezayis of the iser, because it can't be that this tayrevis has more chomer than the iser itself that made it also. And at the end of the day, if you had a chatzizayis in a tayrevis, would you look at the chatzizayis? You wouldn't be looking at the chatzizayis. Well, if you're not looking at the chatzizayis, how could you be looking at the tayrevis that became also through this chatzizayis? Therefore, what he wants to be mechiach is not that there's no nefach. What he wants to be mechiach is that even when there is a nefach, but the tarevis itself, to get malchus on the tarevis, you have to eat much more than a kezayis of the tarevis. You have to eat so much tarevis that it contains a kezayis of this. Maybe another way to say it is the kezayis itself inflates. When you put a kezayis of iser into a mikveh, so the whole mikveh becomes also. But you don't have to eat a kezayis of the mikveh. You have to eat, the kezayis also blows up and absorbs the whole mikveh. So the whole mikveh now is the kezayis. So it's not the mikveh is not nepach. The mikveh is nepach. But the mikveh is nepach to a kezayis of iser. So you want to eat, you want to be like it, you have to eat the whole mikveh because the whole mikveh is the kezayis of iser. He might be masking that there is a concept here of nepach. Without nepach, if it would still be hefter, maybe mevatel iser. So I need to say no. The mikveh is not mevatel iser because the mikveh is nepach to iser. But his hechoch is, and this is why it's this elaborate thought experiment. I want to say it's absurd to think that it's part of the chatzizayis that the mikveh could then become something on which you like it. That's, by the way, the same train of thought that sets up from Chaim Cohen, that even though there is a nepach, but you have to have a kezayis bechilas pras to begin with. Because you have to have an insight, you'd be like Olav, otherwise it doesn't get started. He starts up the same way, but he's taking it to a different place. So he says, a chatzizayis, which on which you're not like it, it can't be mahapach aheter to be like it. So it'll be mahapach aheter to be. So if you had a chatzizayis in the mikveh, it would be mahapach the mikveh. But it'll be mahapach the mikveh to be osir like a chatzizayis. So he says, who I did if you have a whole zayis in the mikveh? But if you only had half of it, you only had half the mikveh. So that's like a chatzizayis in a mikveh. That's the equivalent of eating half a kezayis. Not that it's not nepach. It is nepach. But eating half the mikveh is like eating half a kezayis. So what in a pure kezayis is it? What in a pure iser is a kezayis? In a mikveh is the size of the whole mikveh. Yisayi Tadova. That's what I want to say. The Yisayi Tadova. The Rash agrees that there's a concept of nepach. He just holds that the whole, when you have a kezayis in a large mikveh, the whole mikveh is nepach to be a kezayis of iser. But you have to eat the whole mikveh. So mela, so I was thinking, so mela, it's good to lush know the rash now. What would be if there would be tam kikr by tumah b'tayach? says if there'll be kabbalah tumah by tumah v'tayra, then the whole mikveh would become truma. So the whole mikveh should become their cells. It's only kazayis. Shir kazayis wasn't said for kabbalah tumah. I don't need it for kazayis. Right? That's shir kazayis is in malchus. For kabbalah tumah, you don't need a kazayis. Midrabon, you don't even need a kabeitza. I mean, Taisa says Rabbi Thompson is midrabon, you do, but midrabon, you don't. And so halacha l'maisa, he's not going with Taisa that we're only worried about the kabeitza of the raisa. You have to give some Rashi that the shulman and shemad are bottle. We're not worried about the kabeitza. Midrabon, you don't need a kabeitza. We're worried that the shulman and shemad are when it's harav and they're bottled, they're right. So he's asking the question: why not just say, look, tamke ikar? So the whole mikveh now is chumah, because there is a concept of nepa. You're not like on it. Because to be like you'd have to eat the kazayas with, but the whole mikveh became truma. If the whole mikveh became truma, so it should be mitzelis v'tuliyot. To which he answers, but you don't have that. You don't have tam kikar for kabbalah truma. So you have to go through with the hoyl. The hoyl is hoyl v'zar like all of. Is hoyl v'zar like all of. Hoyl v'zar like all of to get malchus. You can't get malchus for eating kazayis and mikveh. You can only get malchus for eating a mikveh that has in the kazayis of truma, even after the nepach. You can only be like it if you ate. You can't be like it for eating kazayis and mikveh. That's what he's mechicha. That's what that thought experiment that he said at the end. In order to be like it, you have to eat a kazayis of truma. So how over here are you like it for eating kazayis of truma? According to Rav Tima, you could, because kazayis bechil is fast as the rice, but according to Abaye, kazayis bechil is fast as the rabbanon. So you don't have a way to eat a kazayis of truma in this mikveh, because you can't eat it all. You can't eat it. You can't swallow so much mikveh at once. You're going to get a kazayis. He says beferes later. You can't eat the mikveh so. You can't eat the mikveh. You can't stuff the mikveh in your mouth so much. According to Rav Tima, you could eat the mikveh at a normal rate and you get a kazayis in 9 minutes. But according to Abaye, there's no such thing as kazayis for the achilas fast. So how can you do? You can't eat a kazayis of truma in this mikveh. It's not possible because you would have to eat it b'vasachas. You can't eat a kazayis of shum v'shem and b'vasachas. It's too much mikveh. So how could you be like olav? And without being like olav, there's no hoyl. So there you have to say kahetem mitzarefliyasa, that there's a way to be like you could be like on the mikveh with hetem mitzarefliyasa. We're running out of time. Okay, let's leave this and just think about it. This decide if this is valid. I'm not sure if it's valid. But let's think about it.